Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved. You see it all around you.
Good loving God. That's 38 Special bringing us back 7 till. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thank you very much for staying with me. Rich Galen is our guest. Rich is the writer, the brains behind the outstanding thrice weekly cyber column Mullings. Mullings.com. Please check it out. You're going to want to subscribe to that. I promise you, you won't regret it. Rich, thanks again for hanging out with us. We've been talking about the cliff, the fiscal cliff that was manufactured without any sense of shame by the political class. And we're now at the precipice of that cliff, and without any sense of shame, they are waiting to the last minute to get anything done. You and I both know if they get anything done today, it's going to be, and this is something I'm going to talk about tomorrow. In my predictions, I said if they get anything done, it'll be more postponement than policy. What do you think?
Oh, yeah. No, I think you're exactly right. I mean, months ago, I wrote a column about the fiscal cliff, and I said these guys are pretty smart. They'll attach a can filled with helium
right.
So they can float over the cliff to the road on the other side.
Exactly.
They can kick it again.
Right. So so here's my question to you, Rich. Back in 1999, what would be 13 years ago, I guess, I set my clock so I could wake up at midnight to see if Y2K was going to take us down.
Mm-hmm, right.
And I woke up, everything was fine. Do we need to set our clocks tonight? Or are we going to be okay?
Yeah, we are going to be okay because even if, I think you're right about there being a short-term fix to get, literally, to get us over this chasm. But I think at the end of this process that the Congress may, in fact, feel some sense of shame and the White House. Well, I mean,
Would you call me so I can watch that?
Yeah, and then put money, get money out of the ATM,
right.
Like we did. I wrote that way. I said unaccountably, I went to the Safeway and I got a bottle of maraschino cherries on the thought that if I couldn't be in Manhattan, I'd have a Manhattan in me. but I think what they'll get, I think they will come up with a solution this afternoon. The House is sitting there waiting for something to happen. The Senate's sitting there waiting for something.
So will the president give in on the 250?
Oh, yeah. That's I think that's essentially a done deal.
It'd be 400 to 500?
Between 400 and 500,000.
Yeah, this is
above
which are the rich people who pay a little bit, need to pay a little bit more.
Yeah, that's right. But, I mean, that's the part of negotiation. You've got to give on something you don't
want.
Well,
we got a bunch of other things. We got will the president give on any spending?
Oh, yes, he's going to have to because he, what they won't give on is, at least not now, is just sort of, across the board, like CPI cuts which for Social
right.
Security.
Right.
And now that I'm on Social Security, I have a very important interest in this. But CNBC wrote over the weekend that if this thing doesn't go through, it'll cost, that 26 million Americans will have to pay $28 billion, or words to that effect. Anyway, I did the calculation, and it's $3,704.69. And I wrote, if I just write this check today, will you people leave me alone for the whole
exactly.
rest of the year?
Well, that sounds like a lot. Doesn't sound like a lot of money if you make over
$400,000.
But you know what? It has. If that person is a small business owner, and half that at $400,000 is in income from the company, which is also in the form of not cash. It's phantom income. That's a lot of money for him or her.
It is, and it's the difference between, again, as we've talked about before.
Hiring or not.
The difference between hiring somebody, expanding the business, renting a new facility, expanding into a new location. No, it's a big number. But, again, that you can't say we want these cuts, but we're not going to give an inch
right.
on revenue because we do need more revenue.
But if they don't resolve this, and if they don't resolve it like, immediately after the first of the year, you're going to have sequestration, which you're going to have arbitrary cuts, especially in defense. Everybody's taxes are going to go up. It's going to be a pretty big mess, isn't it?
Yeah, that was part of the deal that the Congress pretended was going to force it into action.
Right.
That half the cuts are defense cuts, which Republicans wouldn't want, and half the cuts were in discretionary spending and some of the other spending, on Medicare and Medicaid.
Right.
That that Democrats wouldn't want, so that everybody would realize these were too tough to put up with, but they're just going to ignore them.
So the bottom line is, you believe, and Bill Brandt was on last week and last Friday, he said he agreed with you. He believed, as you do, that they're going to get a deal. It'll be in the neighborhood of $400,000 to $500,000, and above that range, you're going to pay more taxes. Below that, you're not. You'll get the Bush cuts, and they'll work something out on the spending. The next thing, quickly, Rich, is the debt limit, right?
The debt limit is looming.
Who's got the advantage in that debate?
Oh, Republicans do, because they can't get it through that.
So the momentum shifts, right?
Yeah, and the president tried to get Geithner to say that today was the last day for the debt limit, too,
which is a lie.
Republicans, but you know, Geithner's not a very good poker player.
Yeah.
So
well,
he said, "Yeah, we can get another couple of months out."
Right. So right now it's advantage Obama, but a couple of months it's going to be advantage of Republicans, right?
That's right. We'll be having this discussion again
without any sense of shame. They'll still be up to their own good. Thanks, Rich, for being here. Good job today, Rich Gator, ladies and gentlemen. Mullings.com. Check out his website and subscribe to his letter there. Got to go for this hour. I'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.